Hi guys, and welcome to the first episode of Fluorescent Adolescent. This show is presented to you by five students from the BFI section, or the OIB section, in Ravel, including me, Lois,
me, Iris,
me, Marie-Célia,
me, Razvan,
and me, Layla.
Okay, yeah. Now that you know our names, let's just start off with a chill topic. What do you guys listen to? Like, what are your favorite genres?
I personally don't really listen to music. Like, I don't listen to music. That's the point.
Okay. I pretty much listen to everything that sounds good to me, but I usually more tend to listen to pop.
Pop?
Yeah.
Like Ariana Grande, stuff like that?
Yes, oh, okay. Yes.
What about you, Rasan?
My music taste is fairly seasonal, so like it changes with time.
Yeah.
And right now I'm really into R&B and like 2000s pop and like punk rock and stuff, but in reality I listen to everything, so yeah.
And who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artists, like the top five, you say, it's like Mariah Carey, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, yeah. Madonna, yeah. And someone else.
I personally listen to a lot of things. Like, I have a lot of songs because I get tired of songs like really easily, so I have to change all the time. But I listen to mostly chill songs, I guess. I listen to K-pop, pop,
yeah.
Indie pop, I guess.
Your tastes are valid.
R&B. So my favorite artists right now are Frank Ocean, Cigarettes After Sex, Beach House, and that's mostly all.
Yeah, well, kind of like you guys, I listen to basically everything except country music. But
yeah.
I mostly like, I don't know, rock, metal, chill music, vaporwave, K-pop as well is a good one. Just beats, plain beats, maybe, techno, a little bit of everything, just as long as I like it. So do any of you play instruments?
So I played the flute and I started when I was 6 or 7 years old, I think, because it was normal for my mom to register me at music lessons. And so, yeah, it's one of my hobbies, I think. It's a way for me to express my feelings. And yeah, I really like it.
Marie-Célia, do you play any instruments?
I played violin before, mm-hmm. In Germany. I told my teacher that it was very good and stuff, but I hated it because it was Saturday and I didn't want to wake up early. So yeah. After the 1 year, I just dropped it.
I play the piano and I sing, but I started piano like 2 years ago. So it's kind of new for me still. I like it. I mean, it's pretty fun and
I sing in the shower, but I mean, that's all.
Well, for me, I played guitar for about 2 years when I lived in England, and I forgot everything. I really forgot everything. I can't read a single note now, but I used to be really good.
How did you guys get introduced to like your instrument, and how did you come to play it?
Well, as I said, it was a school activity, and at that time I was really into playing the guitar. Like, I really loved having the feeling of having a guitar in my lap.
It was me too, a school thing. It was in the beginning, and my mom said, oh yeah, there are some stands about music playing, and I, because my best friend that I was totally obsessed with was playing something really like cello, I think it's cello.
Cello, yeah.
And I was like, oh cool, I want to play something similar too, so I could accompany her. We never got to play together.
Yeah, so like I said, it was my mom because she used to play the piano when she was younger.
Personally, like, all my friends play instruments since they're little, and I always wanted to play the piano. Not the piano, I always wanted to play an instrument, but I don't know, we never really registered in time, and it came to a point where I was in middle school and I really, really wanted to take like an instrument because I didn't want to waste like my years of not doing a lot of things in school and having like free time. So I just took the first instrument that had space for me, I guess. Like, they had places in in piano lessons.
You were ready to just do anything?
Yeah, honestly, I wanted to do cello at first, but cello is actually really hard because it's fa, la clé de fa. And then I wanted to do guitar, but guitar is also hard, but I do have a guitar.
Rezan, do you play any instruments?
How did you get introduced to singing in the ballet?
Actually, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I listened to this song and I started to sing. It's so inspirational, I know.
I know a lot of people have like specific playlists for every genre or everything that they do, like showering, going to the store, going to school. Anyways,
I just described me like perfectly.
Yeah, no, I don't really do that. Personally, I make like a playlist maybe once a month, and it consists of like my discoveries and the things that I like to.
I don't do that. I don't like listening to playlists. It feels like watching a show, just watching an episode and then switching, it's very annoying. I like listening to an album, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, like an album is
artist.
Exactly. It's like an entire story, an entire journey.
Yeah.
Like put together so well.
And it's a well-structured vibe. Kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. It's well-structured, it's there for you. It's how it's supposed to be listened to. So I don't find any interest in listening to playlists.
Yeah, but don't you get tired of like the same albums over and over?
I mean, you listen to new stuff.
Yeah,
that's the exciting part, exactly.
Some albums are not that good. Like sometimes you have one or two songs that are good and the others are just skips.
Yeah, it's just...
What do you do then?
I mean, don't you guys like watch bad shows sometimes just because they're bad?
It's not the same because
I like listening to like bad albums. They're so funny.
So you don't do it because it's good music. You just do it to make fun of them.
Exactly. I love that.
I hate it. Like I waited a good year for an album to come out and then I listened to it and it's just so bad. It's so bad. And I skip like every song with great anger in my chest because I'm so disappointed.
Since you listen to albums, do you go from album to album? Like you have one album that's a specific vibe, like I do with playlists. I make a different playlist for each moment,
I do that. An album has a vibe just like a playlist, so you just listen to what you're in the mood for in a moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I really like listening to, like, I don't know, Ariana Grande for, like, feeling Christmassy. I don't know why. Or, like, I like listening to some, like, punk rock album when I'm super angry. Or, like, Mariah Carey and I'm sad and I want to cry and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
I have a friend that listens to Christmas music every time he makes food. It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's so good though.
Yeah.
I never actually had the idea of listening to albums because I knew they existed, but I was like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And I just don't make playlists either because I made two playlists and at the end I just didn't listen to them. I still have them, so I don't listen to them. It's in the heat of the moment that I choose my music.
Okay.
So the songs that you listen to, are they like different songs every time, or is it the same few songs?
Very different. But when it's songs that I just found, I like to listen to them very much. So because I download them, illegally on my phone, I have this thing where I know it's there. It's always there, so I just click on it every time.
Okay. Well, there's some albums that I consider to be like flawless. Mm. So I buy them in vinyl and just listen to it in my room. But
can
some
you
albums.
Tell some of them. Like...
Oh, okay. So the first one I bought is Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, because it's a classic. It's really good. Her live sessions are just anyways.
Yeah.
Another album that I want to buy is Cigarettes After Sex. The Cigarettes After Sex album. Yeah, it's. I mean, I've listened to every single one of their songs by now, and even if they kind of sound the same, they're really good. And, okay, I really want the Frank Ocean Blonde album, but unfortunately, it sells, like, at $1,000 on eBay. It's, like, unfindable. Mm. It's crazy. Yeah.
You said you listen to, you like buy albums?
Yeah, I do. Like, I have a turntables at home, so I listen to it on vinyl, and so those are albums that I actually don't skip. Like, I don't skip any songs. And yeah,
I also do that. I love to buy. I'm a collector of albums. I really like, but I don't buy vinyls because they're too expensive.
Yeah,
I buy like CDs, and like everybody's like, why do you buy CDs? It's just good to have it in your hands, to have like,
yeah,
it's like the same for books, you know.
Yeah,
like
totally.
So like, it's nice to have it in your hands, to have like a physical,
yeah, that thing,
model,
yeah,
of it.
I don't understand that. I'm just the person who's always on her phone, doing everything on her phone.
Yeah.
I don't understand people that buy books when you can get it for free on your phone.
I love the feeling of new books though. Like, they smell good. You like the,
yeah,
feeling,
exactly,
of the pages.
It's so exciting. Like,
it's the smell of the money that I lost. There's no good in it.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing more exciting than opening like a CD and watching the booklet and stuff.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
just seeing the art. I mean, it's art.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, but like in K-pop culture, kind of, so you buy albums, right? So you buy albums to, well, first of all, to support like your artists.
Yeah.
And second of all, because they actually sell like kind of photo cards. They sell like pictures of
the
idols,
people,
of the,
yeah,
idols with their face on it. And these are like really pricey items for K-pop stands. Like, they sell it, they share it, like they trade it.
Yeah, my sister
and
has
some
like Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Some photo cards are really, really expensive. Like, you wouldn't want to know how much people pay for that.
So yeah, what do you think about people that just spend their money on idols that they don't even know?
Well, that's my tea. I don't like spending money.
Yeah.
It's just something that I don't understand. Why would you buy something that you just have on internet for free?
It's because you're interested.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
saving money to spend it on something you wanted for a while, and
yeah,
then
too,
and then having it in your
there's
hands and putting it on your wall, and it just matters, and I feel great like having new things.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Like when my Lemonade album by Beyonce, which
yeah,
is by the way the greatest album of all time, I don't care. when it came when it came in the mail, because I ordered it, it's impossible to find, I was so happy, I almost started,
yeah,
crying.
Yeah,
like, it was so great to have it.
Damn, y'all guys are really on something, because when I do this kind of thing, because I did it back then for BTS and stuff, I just felt my heart throbbing from of pain, because it was just, I was just thinking about the money that I lost. I was like hundreds, like a thousand euro, and I just was dying.
Yeah.
Well, me personally, I wouldn't spend that much money on one artist, because I don't specifically find comfort in one artist. But in multiple songs, for example, one song from XXXTentacion that helped me during a certain period in my life. Well, I just have an emotional connection to some songs, you know, and it feels good to have them next to me. For example, the song cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think it's being materialistic to want to buy actual things that matter to you. Like, sometimes you, even if the digital era is kind of like ruining all like actual,
it just runs our generation.
Yeah, it's like you don't even write letters anymore, you don't have to buy CDs, you don't have to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like having stuff in your hands and holding it and actually like
being
feel
able
it
to physically,
yeah, yeah,
is physically present.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It kind of like
it's
gives
like
you a little.
Never goes,
yeah,
away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a home, basically. It's,
yeah,
like a safe place,
and it's not really replaceable.
Yeah.
And now you hold like kind of importance to it. So I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I have like on my dresser, I like put my favorite albums, and like they inspire me. You know,
yeah, yeah.
I look at them and I think about what they mean to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, about vinyls, like I don't have it. But I don't have them, but I think it's beautiful, like the thing is
exactly.
It's
physically pleasing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people don't understand that that the cover art of albums is like art, like a painting.
Yeah.
So I guess that if y'all are ready to spend money on it, it must be important. So how much does it mean to you?
Music?
Yes.
Okay, so like music is really important to me. I've started listening to music, like really getting into music, during quarantine, and it has come from a traumatic background. And I have used it like therapy, you know? For me, when I listen to music, like all pain and worries go away. You just, it's kind of like a drug. Music is like a drug. So, like how people use drugs and like alcohol and all of that stuff, which like, don't do it. It's not worth it, because for a second, you'll get a feeling of numbness. You don't feel anything, and in that second, all worries go away, and you're left just with something that resembles happiness.
Yeah.
But like, the morning afterwards, you're gonna feel horrible, you're gonna hate yourself, so like, it doesn't work. But like, music is different, because it actually helps you heal. It's not just there to take your worries away, it's like a process.
Yeah.
It like help, for me music has been like a platform of healing, because in reality, to feel happy, you need to find that happiness within yourself, you know? And music has helped me do that. It's not just listen to music that makes me happy, it has really helped me itself. It has taught me a lesson.
I fully agree.
Right? Yeah. So, that's why music is important to me. And I don't know. some songs have literally saved my life. It's amazing how that works, you know? Like, it's just some sound by some person that doesn't know you.
Yeah, it's shocking that so little can do so much for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It changes the whole course of your life.
For me, music is basically like a therapy session, but like, you don't have another person that can like, you think about like, they judge you and stuff. You're just there with your music, and you find happiness within yourself, you yourself do it. You
yeah,
know?
Because especially the lyrics of the song, it's like somebody is there, they understand you.
Exactly.
The lyrics understand you, they can describe perfectly what you're thinking without you having to open your mouth.
That's also why I think music is great, because it helps you find, just like you said, the emotions that you don't know how to express.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. How is it important for you guys?
Well, I don't know if it's as deep as you, but honestly, like, I don't think I can function without music. Like, for example, waking up and preparing myself for school, I guess. I just put on music to go to school by bus. I listen to music in the shower. I listen to music to go empty the bins. I listen to music to give me courage before doing something. I don't know. Like, I don't think I could function without earphones, I guess. Because
it's really, like, energy music.
Yeah, it's... I mean, sometimes I try and like listen to the outside world, but I just really enjoy like songs and having like kind of a background thing. I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but personally, like, even when I don't listen to music, like, my head is never really like silent, because
yeah.
I always have like a music in my head.
Yeah, same.
All
it's always functioning in there.
Yeah.
Like in class, I always sing to myself. Like,
yeah.
I write lyrics down and like copy books.
Yeah, same. I do that too. But I think music helps me, I guess, when I'm alone, like, feel less lonely, and it's kind of become a part of my, like, life, so I don't know how I could function without it, because I got into music, like, really early, maybe when I was, like, 8, watching, like, music videos on YouTube,
yes.
On the big computer, old computers, I just watched, like, music videos, and then I had, like, an MP3, you know, like, the thing where you had to download the songs and then do all the process, and then I got Spotify, then So, on that note, we'll be finishing off this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us ranting and talking about music. I hope you enjoyed, and make sure to tune in other people's episodes, and we'll see you on the next one, I guess. Thank you.
Bye.